Welcome to the LinkedIn Branding Show by Michelle Squared, the podcast empowering entrepreneurs, experts, and small business owners to rise up and stand out as they build their personal and business brands on LinkedIn. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode. I'm one of your co-hosts, Michelle B. Griffin.
And I'm the other half of Michelle Squared, Michelle J. Raymond. And listeners, this episode comes with a warning up front that your normally happy, chirpy co-host here may get a little gritty, a little salty, just because there's something that's going on LinkedIn right now, which is the opposite of branding. And I think people have good intentions, and I don't want to rain on people's parades about having a go at different things. But as I'm scrolling, Michelle, there's a plague going on LinkedIn. I am ready to pull my hair out. And listeners, this episode is where I am going to, talk about it. Because what is it? It is all the templated posts. And I'm going to throw in AI comments in there. The two of them, I've got to say, if you could see me, listeners, I've got steam coming out. Michelle, do you join me on this mission? Because it's infuriating.
I'm raising my hands in angst because actually the templated stuff started a couple years ago. And now the word plague is a perfect analogy here. I'm going to throw in AI posts. They are so freaking obvious. There are certain words that are just a red flag. I can see the word embark. Especially, I did a podcast episode and I said, I know 100% because who uses the word embark? Who the hell does?
Those that use unleash and unlocking. That's, I think, ChatGPT's two favorite words. But the templates, what happens is, and why are we on a mission to raise awareness around this? Because that's why we're here, to be in service of our listeners. It's because by being a template, it's almost the opposite of personal branding and building your business brand. It doesn't matter which side of the fence that you're creating content on, you end up looking like everybody else.
Your commodity. Your commodity.
I have it with my company page clients where they've done their market research, gone and had a look at their competitors. They go to whichever competitor's got the most followers, and then they start doing exactly the same thing. Mm. And the real opportunity is to zig when they zag, to Absolutely. Do the opposite, and they end up copying them. And as my mom always told me, there's no prizes for second. Imitation is not a form of flattery. It is just destroying your brand. And that's why it makes me angry.
Especially you cover the B2B space, and I cover working with women experts, entrepreneurs, all that. And it just makes this commodity and blends in that my whole brand and my whole business name is helping you stand out, not just being seen, but stand out. And you cannot do that by blending in and copying. That's a whole part of my Own Your Lane. When you absolutely do the work, what makes you different, why you're different, who you're here for, you don't have to look at your competitors. That's probably the number one thing, how people just burn out and never get traction. They're just sitting there looking on the side of the road at the competitors. It happens really bad in B2B. It happens to all of us. And the problem is people are peddling all these things that say, just use these templates, just use this. Okay, but from the reader perspective, nothing is different. It's all the same. I just keep scrolling by. And then you start getting angry about it. And then maybe you start unfollowing, disconnecting, and never want to see these people again. So it's, you're not helping yourself in any way. Easy does not work here. You've got to be different. You've got to be unique. You've got to do it your way, because it's just getting worse every single day. There's more and more people. But the beauty of it is, Michelle, there is a way out. But I will get to that later. Let's get back to getting salty.
It feels like it's an episode of Attack of the Clones, and that's what's going on. And I understand people are looking for guidance when they start out, and I can see the appeal. But what's happening now is, and it borders on, I'm going to call it out, it's plagiarism. I've had posts and things ripped off of mine, and I'm like, no, there's a line between taking inspiration from and just plain old copying mine. Like, I had someone literally take a podcast episode where I do 10 mistakes to avoid when you're setting up employee advocacy. And the guy literally took every single thing word for word, turned it into a slide. I think my name was in size 2 font in a corner on the last slide somewhere. And he tagged me in it. I was like, you just stole my stuff. And I think this is where it leads to. There's tools out there, the automation tools, where there's a library of viral templates from other people's work who they went viral first because they were creative and came up with a cool idea. And you literally take that and allegedly change it to match you. But I can see the layout and the formats, and they all use the same images, and it's happening over. And talk about infuriate me. That is an instant remove connection from me. Like, I don't have any tolerance for it. And maybe I'm being a bit harsh because everyone's at a different place, and maybe that's a place to start. But I think it takes, I don't know. It's just not for me. I'm just going to say it's just not for me. I'm not going to pretend that I'm okay with it. And that's okay.
And same here. Like, I want to really read good expertise. I want to read unique stuff that's unique to you. And so it's a combination of not relying on your own stuff and having a crutch of other people's stuff, but it is also the way it's formatted. That can also look redundant and also the same as everybody else. I don't know. I think what's the root cause of this? I think people just aren't clear on who they are. Maybe they have imposter syndrome. Maybe they don't have time. I don't know what the root cause, maybe all of the above, but sometimes the easy button is just not the way out. I've said a million times, AI is taking away our critical reading, writing, thinking. AI is great in some things, but to use it for comments, to use it for your posts, I see people now writing event pages with it and workshop descriptions, and it's painfully obvious to me. And that actually makes me, might make you angry, but it actually makes me sad too, because why? Why? Yeah.
Look, I'm on that side too. Ultimately, I want people to get the most out of their time that they're spending on LinkedIn. I want them to be able to use LinkedIn to grow their business. And blending in and just trying to take these shortcuts, and which is what it feels like to me. My own perception is, and I get it's all mine, is that people are doing this to try and, I guess, short circuit, like the amount of time that takes to learn how to do some of these skills. And from that perspective, it ends up just, I don't think they realize how gross it feels to people on the other side. And I had someone message me, a shout out to Ashley Foss, a friend of our show. She messaged me this morning. She's like, Michelle, how do I make it stop? I've got a company page that's using like an automated tool that every time I post, I am getting spammed because they can set up every time a person posts, make sure you're the first to comment, and just spam comments by these company pages. And you can't block company pages easily or things like that. And I've had it as well. And the bigger the creator you are, the more you seem to attract. They're like mosquitoes. They're the bugs that are annoying when you're having a good time. It's just like, get away from me. That's what I feel like with these posts and these comments and these templates. Yeah, look, I will put a timer on this, listeners. I promise I'm not going to rant all day about it because I genuinely want to help people. But yeah, stop being the mosquitoes of LinkedIn.
We are the LinkedIn branding show, and it's a bad brand perception. And I think we all get sold. You look at those landing pages, the sales pages for all these tools. They're great. They sell you. We've all been swayed by the shiny objects. But when you think about the end user and the brand perception, no, it's actually more damaging to use those. So just think that the end result is that it's obvious and it looks desperate. It looks like you don't have any unique thought, and it can be damaging to your brand. So just think twice is what we want to make people aware for those who aren't. And then just think twice. And as always, our views are our own, and we just share them. Sometimes we are sweet, sometimes we're salty, but we really, at the end of the day, we want people to win on LinkedIn. And so we like to call out all the stuff we see, where at the end of the day, you make your own decision. So I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, 100%. And same applies with direct messaging and connection requests. Think about who you're targeting and why you're targeting that person. Spray and pray, sending the same message to a billion people is not going to have good long-term outcomes for your business. And I know sometimes that in a business, you might get measured on the wrong KPIs. It might be how quickly can you grow your followers, as opposed to something about quality followers or connections. And so I can see how businesses can drive that wrong behavior. But ultimately, I think if we flip this around, because we are a positive, optimistic bunch here on the show, is the real opportunity for you listeners, those that have been listening to all of our episodes, the power of setting up your foundational brand and getting those fundamentals right, and then going out and being your own version of you. And as you say, Michelle, owning your own lane, then that's where your success will come from. So there's very much, we've got the antidote to all of this that's going on. So maybe you've tried these tools and you're thinking that they're working, but we just want you to stop and think, actually, maybe people just want to listen to you in your own words, so that if I meet you face to face or I jump on a Zoom call or any other way that we interact, it feels like I'm talking to the same person, not just, hang on a minute, that jarring, who is this? That's not how they write and talk on the platform. And as I call it, we want you to create your digital twin. There shouldn't be any difference between what I see you doing and saying on the platform and how I would speak to you off the platform. And that's an important point for people to hang on to, even though you might think you're not that interesting or you're not that cool, or maybe it's all been said before, all of those things that go through our heads before we do a post. Just think, actually, that's why we're showing up. You are unique. You're one in a billion, one in 8 billion on the planet. There is only one of you. So embrace that, because it's really your competitive edge.
Absolutely. Said. Yeah. So what does that make your actionable tip for today then, Michelle?
My actionable tip is for people that might be listening to this that have tried to embrace the automation and the templates and maybe ChatGPT to try and speed things up, to take the pressure off yourself to maybe not create as much content, but wind it back and create quality content and have a go and then see what works and resonates with your audience. Now, it will feel awful and uncomfortable probably in the beginning, because nothing will seem like it's working. But the more that you keep showing up and doing the work, people are there to support you on the platform. Mm-hmm. And if you're really having a go, I don't think anyone on LinkedIn goes, I certainly have never gone, oh, that post wasn't written like a copywriter style. I've never even mm-hmm. thought that. I just go, mm-hmm. wow, that's interesting, or I learned something, or that made me laugh, or whatever it happens to be. So find your own voice. It's just going to pay off so much in the future, but just be okay with the fact that it'll feel crap in the beginning.
It's a beautiful thing when you do on your lane. You're absolutely clear and confident. You never feel lost. I'm going to embrace that, and I'm going to take it to a different perspective on that. To continue that thought, I also find when I posted every single day in 2021, 3 years ago, a lot of how-to content was still so interesting. But then, of course, we got flooded with a lot more people. ChatGPT, information is a commodity. Still good to learn stuff. Put some twists in your stories. Tell us how you do it. Not so much how-to content, but maybe how I do it, how I see it, how I think, how I believe. That is what makes you unique. That is where you can own that. You don't have to steal and look. And that is absolutely loot. And if you think, Michelle, I don't know how to write that, write like you talk. Another tip I always tell people is take a tool. Like I use otter.ai. I'm not an affiliate or anything. There's a free version. Just walk around and talk something. Say, write about something, talk it out, and then you'll get a transcript. And then you can just finesse that. So that's a good starting point if looking at a blank screen scares you and stops you from your creative juices flowing. Try that. See if that helps. Just remember what you are thinking no one cares about is exactly what we want to hear. Absolutely. We don't read one book. We don't listen to one genre of one song. We wrote this in the LinkedIn branding book too, right? When we're interested in a subject we want to hear, we want to embrace a lot of different voices to learn and to just be inspired by. So I think that would be my actionable tip for today to collectively tie this up.
I think that's it. We just want to give the power back to people to build their business and their business brand and their personal profile brand on LinkedIn. And you don't have to give your power back to these tools, or just because they look like they're popular doesn't mean you need to give up on yourself. And whilst we start out a little salty, we always want to encourage our listeners and keep you on the track, because we know it's hard. It's not, I don't want to take away from the fact that when you're starting out, these things can be tricky when you don't know what to do, but hopefully some of these tips, but just have a go in your own voice and you'll only get better. The only difference between us and some of our listeners who are starting out is just the amount of time and practice that we've put into this. And you will continue to learn the more you try. It's one of those things that you can read books on how to be a marathon runner all you like, but until you get out there and actually start walking, then jogging, then running, then doing the miles or the kilometers, then that's how you get to do that. It's not just by trusting these tools blindly.
Absolutely. For those just listening, I was scared to death. I sat on the sideline for 9 solid months. I've been there. I know exactly how it feels. So I've been there, but I put myself out there and I started taking action little by little, and it just snowballs. The one thing is, just don't quit, because the ones that quit are the ones we never see. The ones that stay there, they cross that invisible line at some point and have that breakthrough, and they're completely clear and they're confident and they're consistent and they're getting there. They're getting traction. And that's a beautiful thing. And that's truly what LinkedIn is. It is not a social media platform. It is a place where you can just create opportunities, connections, you name it. So that's why we're really excited about it. And we want you to win. So I think that's a good way to end today's salty to sweet episode, Michelle.
I think that's the perfect way to describe it. So thanks, listeners, for indulging us. We hope you've enjoyed. And as always, we can't wait to join you again next week.
All right, everybody. Until then, keep putting yourself out there. You have a brand to build, a business to grow, and people to impact. We'll catch you next time. Take care.
Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in today. More people like you need to be out there on LinkedIn, building their personal and business brands. So we would be so honored if you could leave us a 5-star rating and review so we can create more impact with the power of two. That's it for this week. Till next time, connect with us on LinkedIn and keep putting yourself out there.